It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, and we're happy to finally welcome Phoebe Bridgers to KCSN. Welcome.
Hey, thanks.
The reason I say finally is Kevin Bronson, who works with us and does LA Buzz Bands, our local show here, brought you to our attention a while back, and so we start.
Oh, that's awesome.
We pay attention,
yeah,
to artists developing on the local scene. And I started to find on your Bandcamp page and in other places all these great songs.
Thank you.
But I didn't know anything about you personally. I just knew, wow, she's writing a lot of great songs, and these are great recordings. And then I found out you were in high school at the time.
Yeah.
How did you... First of all, in the songs you've recorded in that time period and wrote in that time, how did you get it together? For any young artist out there, son, how did you get it together to get those recorded? Did you work with somebody on the recordings? Were they home recordings?
It was actually a little easier for me because I went to a high school called Loxa. It's an arts high school in downtown. And so I had a bunch of friends that were just trying to record. And it was all friends. I had a music teacher in middle school who, had a little studio in his house. Just L.A., I feel like it's just full of that. Also, anytime I wanted to put something up on SoundCloud, I'd use, Logic or GarageBand even.
Right.
Because it's just me and a guitar. It doesn't really matter for SoundCloud. And I would just put stuff up as I wrote it. In high school, I played as many shows as possible. So I had a bunch of connections.
Let's stop there.
Yeah.
When you're trying... As a high schooler, and let's don't get ageist about this, but when you're trying, to develop places to play, it probably takes a little effort to find some places where they'll let you get up on stage and play, right?
Right. Yeah. It was hard. I think I started at farmers markets. Like I was busking. That's how I made, that was my job in high school pretty much. And, I would get a card every once in a while, hey, play this party. And then maybe I go to the party and I play for 3 hours and I'm playing covers. And the owner comes up to me and is like, hey, play a show or something. Just connections.
Over the amphibian.
So I won't fall unless you ask me. You're a brother to me, you're my partner in crime. You're the feeling I get when I'm feeling fine. Part of me wants you, but most of me needs you. So I won't fall unless you ask me.
You have a voracious amount of covers that I've seen you record, which indicates to me that you must have a voracious appetite for music because the songs cover a pretty broad spectrum.
Yeah, I've always been a really huge music fan. And, you know, sometimes, especially when you play music, you'll hear a song so much and all you want to do is sit down and, like, learn all the words and jam it out. I think I started with, like, just like classic rock covers with my band in middle school. And then it turned into, as soon as I heard Elliott Smith, I learned like every Elliott Smith song and would like be all emo in my room playing these really sad songs at like 13. My mom was like, are you okay? So I just needed to.
Were you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, any 13-year-old girl.
Those songs resonated with you.
Right.
But I assume even in your teens, everyone's got teenage angst
exactly.
that they can relate
to.
Exactly.
I think it was pretty natural.
Right.
But, you know, it was just, I was always a huge music lover and music fan. It was the only thing that I ever really wanted to do, especially as a kid.
You have an interesting, you've cited some of your influences, and you mentioned how Elliott was a main one, but I noticed that you've mentioned people like Tom Waits, Neil mm-hmm. Young, Bon Iver, Nico Case. So clearly you aren't generationally fixed on the here and now, although you've done a lot of covers of indie
right.
Artists too.
I mean, on the way here, I think we listened to only Fall Out Boy.
Right.
So I'm just really all over the map. Even genre-wise and generationally.
Yeah. That's a tough word to say.
Yeah, really.
Well, I couldn't say it, so, you know.
So, yeah, I take as much influence from everything.
You clearly have stated you have a love for you know, punk anthems, and you did an interpretation of the Pixies' Gigantic, which ended
right.
up in an iPhone commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were you still in? You were still in.
No, I had just graduated.
Okay, because I was gonna say, what's it like to go to school one day and say, "Oh, you know, I'm gonna be in the new iPhone commercial."
Yeah, well, it was weird, and I played. They asked me if I had a girl band, and I was like, "Well, I have a bunch of girl friends that play music, I guess." So we all jammed, and you know, we had all listened, and you know, high school friends, and we'd all listened to the Pixies our entire lives, so it was just kind of an amazing experience just with my friends. It was awesome.
I've waited too long to have you hide in the back of me. I've cheated so long, I wonder how you keep track of me. You can never be strong, you can only be free. And I've never asked for the truth, but you owe that to me. And I've entered a game of bricks with knives in the back of me. Can't call you or run you when they're attacking me. I climb up on the house, weep to water the trees. But when you come calling me down, I'll put on my disease. Be strong, you can only be free. And I've never asked for the truth, but you owe that to me. And I've never
in the beginning, the earlier songs, I found myself really listening to your guitar playing and thinking, once I knew you were of a certain age, I was going, this accomplished guitar player, she's really playing well. The more I listen to your songs, and certainly listening to you today, your vocals now are starting to have this profound effect on me. I'm going, man, she's got a really special voice. Obviously, you did something right to eventually gain the attention of Ryan Adams, who produced the new EP. How did that connection get made?
My boyfriend actually played drums with him forever. And we met one night, we were all hanging out, and I was really, really nervous because he was definitely one of my main influences. And he also is just all over the map, genre-wise, as we all know. And so he's been an influence forever. And I played him a song, and then the next day we recorded in the studio, and that's the 7-inch that's coming out.
The next day?
Yeah, the next day we recorded.
Nothing like thinking it over, just like...
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Tomorrow morning, we begin.
It was awesome. Really, really great.
Sometimes I think I'm a killer. Scared you in your house. Even scared myself by talking about Dahmer on your couch. But I can't sleep next to a body, even harmless in death. Plus I'm pretty sure I'd miss you and faking sleep to count your breath. Can the killer in me tame the fire? Or is there nothing left to do for us? I am sick of the chase, but I'm hungry for blood, and there's nothing I can do. Sick and tired, when my mind is barely there, when a machine keeps me alive and I'm losing all my hair, I hope you kiss my rotten head and pull the plug. Know that I've burned every playlist and given.
What about performing locally? Do you have plans to do any shows in the near future?
Yeah, I actually have a free show at Origami Vinyl on Friday. They're selling the 7-inch. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Next Friday or?
This Friday, the first.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's tomorrow. Wow.
Yeah, see, time flies.
My brain. But and then I have a show on May 10th at the Echo.
Okay.
With my boyfriend's band, actually. All in the Moon.
Okay.
Are playing. It's the Grand Ole Echo. I'm friends with all those guys. I've been playing it since I was like, I think.
Since how old?
Since my 14th birthday was first time I played that. So that'll be a little reunion. It'll be really fun.
So Origami Vinyl tomorrow, you know what time it is?
I think it's 8.
8 o'clock. It's great to have you in here today. We look forward to a big year for you, and we want to thank you for coming out to KCSN. It's Phoebe Bridgers live on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks, Phoebe.
Thanks for having me.
You got it.